honestly, I don't know how I would like go on without life if some of these shows were taken off of Netflix. I would lose my absolute mind. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. If there's a show on Netflix that if it ever got pulled or taken away, you'd be like, no, I just wanted to log on and watch my Netflix, but it's gone. Well, there's a possibility of that happening for one of Alex's favorite shows in the world, and I hate to bring this up, Alex, just in case it did happen. The Office could soon be gone from Netflix. The Wall Street Journal says that, yeah, that's one of the most popular shows. Friends was second, and Netflix paid $100 million to keep the show. But it could be gone. It could be gone because NBC wants to do their own streaming. Everybody's breaking away now, and this is where we're getting screwed again on prices. I'm going to have to go back and pay $200 a month for cable TV so I can have everything again because everybody's branching off like, this is NBC, this is ABC, blah, 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 blah.
I feel like what's happening is like they saw how well Netflix did with streaming, so now everyone wants to start their own streaming services. It's like when podcasts first got really big. Like everyone saw how successful people were doing, and now like every single bachelor and bachelorette person is like trying to start a podcast.
Liv, I think you're dead on with that one. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. I'd love for you to join in the conversation, or you can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. If there was, I guess, you know, one show that you'd hate to see go from Netflix, and we can do Hulu too, because Hulu has some original programming. Like, I think Alex and I both love The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
Like, if that left our streaming thing, we'd be like, no! Come back to us. But for Netflix, I got a few, and then we could kind of go around the room too. Like Alex, The Office, Narcos. I love Narcos. It's kind of about drugs, like Pablo Escobar, and it's so good.
Yeah, but like Narcos isn't something that you can like rewatch all the time.
Yeah, when I think of what shows I would want to leave Netflix and stuff, I rewatch, because if you watch it once, it doesn't matter if it leaves.
I'm under attack right now. I cannot believe I'm on my own little island over here.
So you just randomly...
No, I like Narcos. I like to watch that because I think it's so good. I like Black Mirror. If Black Mirror was gone...
I don't rewatch Black Mirror either.
You don't watch... What?
I watch it when it's new. I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows. I watch it when it's new, but I don't go back and rewatch. You rewatch the Pablo Escobar thing and
yes,
this?
Yes, I'm waiting for another season.
And yeah,
yes.
No, you're waiting for another season, but you're
not... And it doesn't say... And by the way, the whole question is, it doesn't have to be whether you rewatch it or not. It's simply like, what would you hate to see go from there, like if you could never watch it again.
But I think when people think about what they would or wouldn't care if it left streaming services, it's the shows that they are constantly watching.
Yeah,
maybe that's with
re-watch.
You too. Well, then okay, poo-pooers, seriously, you're poo-pooing on my favorite shows. 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. What show would you hate to see go from Netflix, Alex?
Dexter. I constantly rewatch Dexter over and over again. I think I've seen that series 15 times.
I've never watched Dexter, but apparently it's popular.
It's so good. It's very, very good, especially if you like, you know, serial killer stuff, because Dexter is a serial killer, except he's a good serial killer, if you can imagine that, because he kills people that are hurting other people.
Isn't he a vampire?
No.
Oh, I thought
he's just a normal. He is a like a blood work specialist, like a forensic person or whatever you call blood spatter specialist at a police department in Miami.
So he doesn't suck blood.
No, he doesn't suck blood. He's just a blood spatter specialist, and then he is a serial killer, but he kills only bad guys.
So do you think if it's a good serial killer, it's okay? Like it's justified?
That show is interesting because it does put you in a weird moral position, because you root for Dexter, but he is himself a serial killer. It's just that his motivation is different than the killers he's killing.
All right, that's pretty cool. Do you have anything else?
I watch Breaking Bad a lot. Like, I'll rewatch that time after time.
I didn't know you ever had seen that.
Here's my thing, Alex. If you rewatch Breaking Bad, what's the difference between you watching Breaking Bad again and me watching Narcos? Because they're both drug related.
It's not. You said you didn't rewatch it. That's what we're saying.
No, I'm saying I'm saying sometimes I rewatch them, sometimes I don't. I didn't think it matters, but you're saying that all these shows you rewatch.
Yes.
It depends on it. If I like a show, I like a show. I'll watch it again. I just can't be one of those people that watches the whole series again. Like, that's too much for me. Like, if I watch The Office, I like to watch the episodes where it's just like their Christmas parties.
Oh,
like, those
you do?
Are fun, like certain selections. Liv the Web Girl, what about you?
I would be distraught if Gossip Girl ever left Netflix.
Yeah.
That's a show that I'm constantly rewatching. If it's just like I've run out of new shows to watch, I'll start that again from the beginning, or I'll go to like my favorite seasons and rewatch that. Or even if it's like if I'm trying to nap or something and like I'm not yet tired, like I'll put it on in the background. Gossip Girl is just like my go too.
Yeah, I rewatched that in December. Who do you think is the hottest?
So I think Nate.
I knew you were going to say Nate.
Nate is definitely the hottest. I mean, there's no denying.
Who do you think think is the hottest?
Chuck.
Rufus.
With a name like Rufus.
Rufus is one of the kids' dads, by the way.
What? Rufus is the worst.
Rufus is hot.
Like, no, he's not. Ew, I'm so upset at you right now. I will say Chuck's personality, like towards the end, though, I'm like, yes, give me that love. Give me that romance.
Marin's on the Joe and Alex show. What is it? If it was gone from Netflix or like a streaming place, you'd be like, please bring it back.
Oh, I would totally be destroyed if they took off Friends, because I constantly rewatch that. It's something that never gets old.
Is it, like, can you convince me? Because I understand that was a cultural phenomenon. Like, that shaped the 90s. I get that. I never have gotten into Friends. My wife watches it all the time.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it from beginning to end. If you constantly watch it, you get to watch them grow old together. If you watch it out of order, if you just watch one episode, you feel uncomfortable.
So I have a question.
I don't want to feel uncomfortable.
Who do you think is the star character on that show?
I think everyone thinks it's Rachel and Ross, but honestly, I love Chandler and Joey because they're like the best friends. You can't just choose one person. You have to choose like a pair.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ross is.
See, like I wasn't into Friends, but I am into Sex and the City, and that's also on Netflix right now. And I rewatch that series a lot. I really, really like Sex and the City. And by the way, I am Charlotte to a T. I don't know if you listen or if you watch, I mean, but then you would know who I'm talking about.
Charlotte. I'm trying to see if you really are.
She's the brunette.
No, I know who she is, but I'm just trying to think.
She's kind of a prude.
Yeah.
Well, okay, check for Alex right there.
I feel like the prude, yes. Maybe you are a Charlotte. I don't know who I am on that
Charlatan,
show.
Maybe.
She's kind of a naive a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think you're very naive. Well, maybe you are naive. I don't know. Maybe I don't know you at all. I don't know.
Pork chop. What about you, Sex and the City?
Well, no, but...
Who are you on Sex and the City?
Yeah, which one are you?
I have.
I'm Mr. Big, for the record.
The
you're
good-looking
a Samantha.
Guy. No, I'm the good-looking guy.
No, you're Samantha.
No, I was going to say on Hulu. So, like, I had a free trial for a month. And I canceled it the day they said it was going to expire, but I guess that wasn't good enough, and they charged me for another month.
Ooh.
I feel like you somehow did it wrong.
No, it said your thing expires on the 24th. So on the 24th, I went to cancel, and there was already a charge.
That means midnight, the 24th, it's going to go into effect, so you should have done it on the 23rd.
But then they should have said the 23rd, because that's the day it expires.
But don't you want to finish watching the act?
Well, I mean, I only missed one episode, but now I'm not going to miss it, because I have it for another month.
That's what I'm saying. You were going to just let it expire before you finish?
Well, yeah.
Ooh, do you love torturing yourself?
No, that's $5.99 that I could have spent on, like,
it sounds
Wendy's.
Like he likes torture, Alex. Yes, charge my card.
Yeah,
charge my
definitely
card.
Definitely a Samantha.
But anyway, since I've got it for a month now, I really like Family Guy, and if Family Guy went away, I'd be upset. I could watch that all day, every day. I mean, I've even got it on DVD.
That's very on Pork brand chop for
it,
you.
Pork Chop, if you don't know the show, and Liv the Web Girl is dead on with it being on brand for him. Every day, Pork Chop, or at least once a week, does some kind of Family Guy quote.
Do I really?
You always bring up something. Well, for example, we do something called the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
And Pork Chop's like, no. I have something way better than that. Go ahead. Do your little Family Guy reference.
Yeah, there's a clip on Family Guy, and Peter goes, give a lobbage, throw out your garbage.
Yeah, he does always say that, but I had no idea that that was Family Guy.
Alex,
yeah, I showed
he
you
was
the video.
Pushing so hard, Alex, for that to be your garbage open.
Yes, that still should be. Tweet at me. Oh, I don't use Twitter. Tweet at Instagram me, at producer Porkchop, if you think that should be it.
Since you probably don't know how to use those, why don't you do at Joe and Alex Show, and then we'll let Liv handle that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Liv the Web Girl, it's her birthday!
Woo!
We're going to celebrate coming up in about 3 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.